Okay, this recording is going to be the Unit 2 Review Notes. I'm going to talk pretty quickly through all of these, so if you need to push pause as you listen to this, you're welcome to, or if you need to rewind and go back and re-listen to something, you can do that as well. Number one, you're supposed to be identifying the arithmetic property used in simplifying each expression. On number one, you are using the associative property of addition. You can abbreviate that as APA. Number two, you're using the additive inverse. The additive inverse does not have an abbreviation, so you do need to write that out. Number three is the commutative property of multiplication, which can be abbreviated as CPM. From number 4 to 11, you're supposed to factor the following expressions. On number 4, if you look at 32 and 15, they do not have a greatest common factor, so we are just going to write cannot be factored. Number 5, the greatest common factor of 24 and 32 is 8, so you are going to pull 8 out and divide everything by 8, so your answer is going to be 8 times, using parentheses, 3 plus 4x. Number 6, the greatest common factor is 3, so your answer will be 3 parentheses 2x minus 3. Number 7, 48 and 24 have a greatest common factor of 24, so your answer will be 24 parentheses 2 plus x. Number 8, your greatest common factor of 72 and 18 is 18, so your answer will be 18 parentheses 4 minus x. Number 9, 25 and 14 do not have a greatest common factor, so the answer will be cannot be factored. Number 10, 100 and 150 have a greatest common factor of 50, so your answer will be 50 parentheses 2x plus 3. Number 11, you have 130 and 13, greatest common factor is 13, so in your answer will be 13 parentheses 10x minus 1. From number 12 to number 20, you are supposed to simplify the following algebraic expressions. From number 12 to number 17, that is involving the distributive property. So on number 12, you are going to distribute the 8 into each term inside the parentheses. Remember that we still work from left to right, so the first thing you're going to do is 8 times 2, then 8 times g. So the correct answer on 12 would be 16 plus 8g. 13 is 4h minus 20g. 14, you're going to distribute your negative 3, so you're going to have 21 minus 6, but 21 minus 6 is not simplified completely, so your correct answer is 15. Number 15, you're distributing 6x, and you're going to multiply by y and then by z, so you're going to have 6xy minus 6xz. Number 16 is negative 6b plus 6a. On number 17, you're going to get negative 6/5 a plus 1. Number 18, you're going to just combine your like terms here. So if you do 5x minus 6x, you're going to get negative 1x. You can either write that as negative 1x or as just negative x. Number 19, if you combine your like terms, you get 5a. On 20, you get negative 3a. On the back side, if we go to 21, we're still combining like terms and simplifying. So on number 21, you can combine your 3a and your 2a. So your answer is going to be 5a, and then you still have minus 6. So the answer is 5a minus 6. Number 22 would be 8x minus 3. On number 23, you can combine your a's, even though they're not next to each other. So you're going to do 5.7a plus 2a. Which gives you 7.7a, and then you will subtract the 3. So your answer is going to be 7.7a minus 3. 24 is negative 2x plus 7. 25, you're going to combine all 3 of your m terms. When you do that, you'll get your answer of 11/5 m minus 3/5. Number 26 is 3x minus 2. From 27 to 32, you're dealing with parentheses in between, and then you're adding or subtracting in between them. Make sure that when you subtract in between parentheses that you treat it as if it's a negative 1 and you distribute it into your second set. So on number 27, because you're adding, you can just combine your like terms because those parentheses don't have any meaning. So your answer is going to be 3x minus 7. On number 28, that subtraction sign in between, we can turn it into a negative 1 and distribute. So your problem should actually say negative 7x plus 1 minus 4x plus 5. When you combine your like terms there, you're going to get negative 11x plus 6. 29, you need to distribute that negative 1 again, and your answer is going to be negative 9x minus 12 minus x plus 8. So that's when you distribute your negative 1, and then you can combine your like terms to get your answer of negative 10x minus 4. On number 30, again, you need to distribute your negative 1. Once you've distributed it and combined your like terms, your answer is negative 2x minus 7. Number 31, you don't need to distribute anything because there's a plus sign in between, so your answer is negative 8x minus 20. Number 32, you do need to distribute that negative 1 in between, and once you combined your like terms, you would get 8x minus 8. Number 33, there's a couple ways you could write this. The first way is to have 2, then put parentheses, 3 plus n. You could also write it as 3 plus n plus 3 plus n. On number 34, your original expression is going to be 14 times, I used parentheses here to show that it's times this whole thing, so it would be 14 parentheses, 3x plus 45 cents. It does tell you in the directions to simplify your expression, so your answer after you distribute the 14 is going to be 42x plus $6.30. Number 35 is going to be 100 minus, and then you're going to have 4 parentheses because he went 4 days, so 4 times 1.19 plus f, close parentheses. Number 36, there's a couple ways you could have done this problem, so I'll go through both of them. You could have your expression say 10,000 minus 3 times x plus y plus z, closing the parentheses after z. Or you could have had 10,000 minus, open parentheses, 3x plus 3y plus 3z, close parentheses.